Good morning. Good to be back. Are you ready, John? Are you ready for the assumption?
Yes. I'm preparing myself for that. It's funny that you mentioned this because I was praying about that yesterday, just before daily mass, and just, you know, looking at the Mary altar, the side altar that we have in our church. And I was just saying, okay, I said, Mom, I'm going to make this more special for you this week. I've got to pay attention to you a little bit more because we can, just like our earthly moms at times, just simply, forget about them. I mean, just take them for granted.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear you say that. Yes, it's true. And that's why I'm so glad that I could come on today because it, you know, seems like Saturday's far away. It's really not. And it's so important not to let these days slip by. It's so important to think about, as you did, John, to think about it and get your hearts ready for the feast day, because otherwise, you know what happens, and, you know, it's kind of like a doctor appointment. You get up, you didn't have it on your calendar, you get up in the morning, it's like, oh man, one more thing to do. Well, it's not that much different when we have a feast day where we haven't really thought about it, we haven't prepared, and then it's that day. And by that time, it's not too late to do anything, but you don't get the same gusto, I guess, for lack of a better word, in celebrating and observing that feast. And so we've got the Feast of the Assumption, which I have to point out because I've run into people who have gotten this mixed up. Ascension and Assumption, they're not the same. Jesus ascended into heaven. That's Ascension Thursday after Easter. Assumption is when Mary was assumed into heaven. So body and soul taken up into heaven. And how do we know that? Because there are no first class relics of our Blessed Mother. I find that, you know, something that's fodder for meditation all week long.
Sure.
There were no relics after her. So she fell, I always say fell asleep, but passed on. However that is more correctly phrased, but they call it the dormition of Mary. She fell asleep in the sense that her body, when the tomb was opened later, there were no relics. Her entire body had been assumed into heaven. Why is that? Because the church teaches that think about that body, that our Blessed Mother's body gave life to the Savior, nourished, cared for the Savior. How could it possibly be that would be allowed in any possible way to undergo corruption? And so it's just so fitting. And ever since 1950, November 1st, 1950, we've believed that was declared by Pope. I lost my train of thought. Sorry, this has been quite a week.
That's okay. I was just thinking, you know, that's probably a $400 or $600 question answer on Catholic Jeopardy. There are no first class relics of the central figure in the story of Christianity. Bing, who is Mary? Yes, I'll take Catholic trivia for $800, please. We've got to do that someday.
Pius XII. I got it. I was so thinking about her body and being assumed into heaven that I lost my actual nuts and bolts facts. But you talk
about devotion to Mary, Marge, and as we prepare for the Feast of the Assumption, and this was just one of those moments, and this was, I want to say, two and a half years ago. It was probably just a few months after my mom passed away. And, one of the things that we would do in being a full-time caregiver for her is we would go out to lunch. And she had this favorite place for lunch. And I missed that ritual. And I'm there before the noon mass, and I was looking at the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary on that side altar. And I thought, wait a minute. Saying the Angelus every day at 12 noon, a reminder to myself to say the Angelus every day at 12 noon, that's kind of like taking you out to lunch. That's our special thing that we have every day. So it not only keeps that memory alive, but it really, it plugged me a little bit more into the devotion that I needed to ramp up for the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. Well, and if you're interested, I've got three ideas for our listeners in how to prepare, starting right now, as soon as they're setting about their day and after the show, that they can start to prepare for the Assumption, so that when it comes on Saturday, we're really, really ready. We've got our hearts all geared up and ready to go. So the first thing that I suggest is to read the Apostolic Constitution that proclaimed the Assumption. And so that is called the best, I like the English translation far more than the Latin. It's called The Most Bountiful God. And you can find it online. It's not a forever document, but it's so beautiful and something that you could read a little bit each day if you wanted to, or all in one swoop. But really gets you into that whole truth of it. Mm-hmm. It just is truth. That's what it is. And then the second thing I would suggest is to pray the glorious mysteries throughout the week, in addition to your regular rosary. And if you can't do all of the glorious mysteries, at least pray the decade of the Assumption, because it gets you in that rhythmic praying of the rosary is so grace-filled and enlightening, because it gives the Blessed Mother a chance to speak to your heart as you're reciting the Hail Marys and the other prayers. And then, you know, you probably know this is coming, John, because I'm always advocating, please, if you do not have a prayer corner set up in your home, please do so. Please, please, please carve out a corner of your home for God. It can be so very simple. But in terms of the Assumption, if you have it already, if you have a prayer corner already, or if you're just setting one up, give the Blessed Mother a place of honor. So do something special, some fresh flowers, maybe a candle. It could be, you know, set out your rosary to remind you to pray the glorious mysteries. If you've got a statue or an image of her, you know, there's beautiful images online of the Assumption. You could print one out. And it doesn't have to be anything, you know, art show quality, but something to remind you of this upcoming feast day. It's just so much more than a feast day. But to have that climate in your home already.
Marge, when people come into your house and they see your prayer corner and your devotion to Mary, what do they say?
we've had a whole range of reactions. So we've had a couple of repairmen that seemed kind of jostled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting. They you know, the eyebrows go up and then they kind of turn their back to it and pretend.
But you never know. Maybe they've walked away from their faith. Maybe there's something, and that was a seed of the Holy Spirit through the Blessed Virgin Mary that was planted.
Precisely. And we just go on as if nothing happened. And,
right.
But then we've had others who come in, and you can see them. It's so amazing. They take a deep breath. It's pretty obvious. It's in our dining room, and we've got one of those open concept homes, so you can't miss her. And people will take a breath, and they'll go up and say, oh, that's so beautiful. And a lot of times they'll ask questions. Sometimes not, but at least they've seen her and taken in her beauty. And I always ask, one of my prayers is always that, you know, dear Blessed Mother, whoever enters this house, whoever even comes near this house, reach out to them, please, and touch their hearts. And I really think she does that, and that's certainly not mm-hmm. because of me, that's because of who she is, that she always wants to touch the hearts of her children, because she loves every one of us so uniquely and so deeply. And so, yeah, it's very nice, I think, when people notice it and ask about it. I've had a few people go up and start picking up the various, you know, we've got little statues and pictures and things like that, and they'll pick it up and they'll, oh, what is this for and what is that for?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that. And you know, we've got a little holy water font, and it's I wouldn't say it's ornate, but it's filled.
Sure. You have to take a picture of that. We'll put it up on our Morning Air Facebook page. And once again, I've been threatening to put pictures of what's in my house, and most of it created by my dad, but I've yet to do that. I'll do that today. And there's not a real prayer corner, but if you go in every room of the house, there is something. It could be a crucifix. It's in one particular case, and I can't remember if my dad, who was an artist, did this or if he got it someplace. There's this avant-garde, I'll call it painting, for lack of a better term, of the Blessed Virgin Mary that's in another room. And, you know, there's something in every room that says, this house is Catholic.
Oh, and see that, and even that, even if you don't have a prayer corner, but exactly what you just said, something in the house that says you're Catholic.
Right.
Something on your office desk that says, yeah. Well, of course, you know, a lot of people are still working from home, but some people are back in the office, and that says, hey, I'm Catholic. Hey, this is my Blessed Mother. This is my mom. Mm-hmm. Just like you said at the opening of the segment, my mom, and she really is. She's a mom.
Right.
And I think that's really her most blessed title, as far as I'm concerned, really, mom, because what more do you need? For me, that encompasses everything that she is. And just thinking back to the assumption, mom, how a mom would never leave her child. How much sense it makes that our Lord would see to it that her body was assumed into heaven, body and soul, that she's right here with us. We may not always see her visibly like we see the other people in our lives, but she is most certainly right by our side.
Get emotional about it. Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, just kneeling on, and that's the side of the, you know how we all have our own special real estate in church, you know, within a few pews, we always seem to go there, even now with everything taped off and social distancing, you usually wind up in the same place in church, and it's always on the altar, the Mary altar side. And so just, you know, very often I'm just looking at her, just gazing at her, and my eyes well up. And because you know that extraordinary love that she has for you, and how many times, your earthly mom, did she, you know, rescue you from a near disaster? For me, it's like 10 times a day. So that's a way to say thanks to mom, and prepare yourself for the Solemnity of the Assumption coming up this Saturday.